and gentlemen, Two Good Sports.
Hello and welcome to Two Good Sports. I'm Gareth Stewart.
And I'm Simon Hunter.
So plenty of action at the weekend then, Simon?
Absolutely, yeah. So much happening. We had a lot of football, Ulster rugby. It was just a brilliant weekend for sport.
Yeah, you were here. You were working all weekend, of course, reporting on each and every hour. But first of all, let's start. Because the last time we chatted, of course, it was about the Northern Ireland game and the lap of legends and everything that went on Saturday evening.
Yes, Northern Ireland won the game 4-0. Gareth, they beat San Marino at Windsor Park. Newly redeveloped stadium, and one of the big events of that night was a lap of legends before the game started. Yeah. So had the likes of Pat Jennings there, the likes of Jimmy Nesbitt and Dennis Taylor, and so many just to
Guy Lightbody.
Yeah,
they were all there. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Carl Frampton.
Carl Frampton too. Yes.
So Carl Frampton. He was talking about it as well, saying that he can't wait to get there, to be there, and he was saying on one of the interviews that he was getting goosebumps in his arms just thinking about it. Him fighting there.
Yeah, that's right.
So of course, Kyle Laverty, brilliant match for him. Brilliant game for him on Saturday night.
Yeah. Now he came off the bench, and there was a lot of speculation, Gareth, before the game. Would he start? Would he not? He came off the bench, scored a couple of goals, but said afterwards, to be fair to Michael O'Neill, probably the right decision.
It was quite funny on, I wasn't obviously there, I was working on Saturday night, but it was quite funny on some of the Twitter and the social media.
Yeah.
And they'd taken a picture of the Northern Ireland goalkeeper and said, the loneliest man.
Yeah.
So very good. That was great. And lots of other stuff happening, of course, in the rugby as well then.
Yeah, not a great weekend for Ulster. They went down to Galway to play Connacht. They were unbeaten, so they were looking for their sixth win in a row. Didn't get that. They were beaten 30 points to 25. Very, very close indeed.
What do those guys eat, do you think?
A million chickens, you know, three cows, sort of thing.
We chatted in the last podcast about them. Yeah, like, and Stephen's quite tall and you're tall. Like, but those guys just completely, when they come into Q Radio, just dwarf you out. I think, imagine doing the grocery shopping for those boys.
I know. Well, firstly, what I will say is you're probably the first person to ever call me tall. But I know the effect's still the same, yes.
I was trying to be generous there.
And once again, for the first time ever, yeah, thanks. Thanks, man. The grocery bills must be incredible for those guys.
The next time they come in, some of the rugby players, you have a chat to them about their diet for our podcast, all right?
Well, it's funny because my sister was coming back from uni a couple of weeks ago and she happened to be in the same flight as the Ospreys players. And she said at the airport, they were going into, you know, the way that you do WH Smith, go in and get a sandwich or whatever, Gareth, before your flight. They were coming out with sort of three sandwiches and four bags of crisps and three drinks, and it was just like epic proportions, you know, even when they're just getting snacks. So goodness knows what the meals are like. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
of course. And the Republic as well.
Republic of Ireland beat Moldova last night 3-1, so they are second in their group. They're ahead of Wales in their group, so a good night for them. And Northern Ireland then go ahead to play Germany tomorrow night, world champions. And you remember the game, of course, don't you?
Yeah.
In June, Michael McGovern, what a show it was from him as goalkeeper to keep the Germans to 1-0. So it'll take another gargantuan effort, I think, tomorrow night. You know what I think we're very lucky with, Gareth? A lot of our stadia, they don't necessarily have the biggest capacities, but what they do have is noise. Atmosphere. The fans always get behind their teams, whether you're talking about Windsor Park, Ulster, or whoever it may be.
You're talking about the fans and the noise. We were driving home. We were at Enniskillen, of course, ourselves at Q Radio, and we're doing an outside broadcast there. And on the way home on Saturday night, we were driving up the Donegal Road.
Okay.
May as well have been in the stadium.
The noise.
Singing, the noise and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Right, on to tennis. Andy Murray as well.
Andy Murray, he's getting closer, Gareth, to being the world's top-ranked player. He won his 40th career title. He won the China Open and further narrows the gap on Novak Djokovic, who's currently the number one. So good result for him.
It's his personality. That's what it is.
What do you think about his personality?
It's a bit dry, isn't it?
Well, elaborate. Can you do an Andy Murray impression?
No.
You can't?
Well, you'd have to just say nothing because he just doesn't really say anything.
Poor Andy.
But you know what? I think some of the time that it's because he's in the zone, isn't it?
When
we see him on TV, obviously he's Wimbledon or whatever the case would be, he's in the zone. And
it's quite a task, isn't it, for these guys and these women who are playing. Yeah. They're expected to perform so well on the court, on the pitch, whatever it may be. And they're also judged by what they say afterwards by everyone. So it's doubly difficult, I think.
You know what, to be fair to him, he seems to be a down-to-earth guy. I watched a documentary on him, watched a programme about him before he got married, and he said like he just loves to sort of chill, watch films. He's a house in the countryside, and he just prefers at that time his girlfriend to go out and have a walk with the dogs and stuff, you know.
Very humble guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll chat more about the sport here, of course. Lewis Hamilton
Well, he was third at the Japanese Grand Prix at the weekend, so he's a bit further now behind Nico Rosberg in the driver's standings. 33 points is how far behind he is now, so that's how it stands at the minute. So disappointing for Lewis.
Are you interested in the women? That's what's wrong with him.
Is that right?
That's what's wrong with
him. Is this going to lead to your top tip of the week, is it?
I don't bother with women. Okay. Concentrate on your job.
Well, there you go, folks. You heard that there.
Very quickly, before we wrap it up for today, of course, we have to give a mention to our own Q Radio team that have been quite busy doing exercise and stuff, haven't they?
Yes, yesterday, Q Radio team was involved in the bog run, Castlewell and Forest Park, raising money for Cancer Fund for Children. And it was hilarious at about 2 o'clock because Ryan A came back in to do his show and was completely clarried in muck. up to about his waist, dear.
Right,
Robin.
Okay.
Yeah, came back in, obviously had to get a change of clothes and everything, but fair play to him for coming in after wading through lakes and all the rest of it. Yeah.
So there was himself and Abe and a few from the sales and promotions team. So well done to them, of course, raising money for charity.
Yeah,
and when I walked in this morning, I noticed in the sort of presenter news office running or a cycle machine. A bicycle and a step machine. I thought, I was panicking. I thought, what's going on here?
Yeah, you said that's what today's podcast was going to be all about. You on the cycling. No, our very own drive and breakfast teams this week, Gareth, are going head to head. They're encouraging people to raise money for Marie Curie. And Stephen and Owen this morning were going head to head on the cycling machine. And at one stage, we know of Through the Window, of course, on breakfast. At one stage, I thought Owen Larkin was going to go through the window and screw so fast in the bike. Yeah, absolutely.
You see that whenever we do stuff like that in here, we pretend that it's all a bit of crack and all the rest. But no, not at all. It's very, very competitive.
Yeah, he's a dark horse, that man. You know, he comes in every day and he's like, you're right, Si. You know, he's very relaxed and chilled. Yeah. And I tell you what, you see his facial expression when he's on the bike and he's trying to beat Stephen Clements. He's up for the challenge.
Shows the proper side of him, doesn't
it? Yeah,
it does. Comes across all nice in the radio. Not at all. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. And of course, we'll have another one on Friday. Quite a lot of events happening next week. And indeed, Simon will keep you updated with all the sport each and every hour through the week right here on Q Radio.
Thanks for listening.